Hi, everyone, and welcome today to the next in the series of Alphabetics of Health conference call. Today is June 3rd, and we are already up to the ends. So today we are negating nausea. It is our pleasure to provide this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. So I'm going to talk for about 10, 12 minutes, and then I will open the call so that you can have questions. We'll answer any of your questions. Also, if you remember to email us ahead of time with questions, we can answer them during the lecture, or they'll be the first question answered at the end of the call. And all of these conference calls from A through N are available on our website at www.dimensionsofhealth.net under the herb section. This is integrative health, and it is not to take the place of general medicine. We're here to educate only, not to diagnose or prescribe. And Jerry, Joan, Morgan, and I all feel that way. So we are so happy to have you with us. By this time in our lives, all of us have experienced nausea at one time or another. So today I'm going to talk about several of the causes and remedies for the different conditions that create nausea and sometimes vomiting. Nausea itself is a queasiness in the stomach that makes a person resist food and have the urge to vomit. And by the way, the vomiting is usually a good thing because it rapidly disgorges the contents of the stomach, and that's including many of the toxins that are making you sick. Most people feel much better, and I'm sorry if you're eating lunch. Nausea can come from the flu, a sick gallbladder, motion sickness, morning sickness, medications, pain. Have you ever had so much pain that it made you nauseous? Sadly, there is no evidence that actually links the two, so many doctors will say that it's just in your head. However, you can still use the same protocols as you would for, say, motion sickness. Another great thing is that if you can sit and calm yourself through breathing with a strong will, you can really use mind over matter when it comes to nausea. The flu, which is also known as influenza, refers to a viral infection that's accompanied by nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, malaise, body pain, and respiratory symptoms. I hope none of you have had that for a long time. So for settling the stomach with the flu, two of the best remedies are ginger and peppermint oil. I personally put a couple of drops of peppermint oil on the back of my clean hand and lick it. And ginger can be sipped as a tea if you're really not able to keep the capsules down. Another thing that causes nausea is a sluggish activity of the gallbladder, which results in poor digestion of fats. So if your stools are clay-colored or greasy and float so much they're difficult to flush, it's quite possible you have slow gallbladder function. Once again, use that peppermint oil and ginger to relieve the symptoms of nausea and add in some cholagogues, what a fun word, that stimulate gallbladder function. And that's what cholagogues are. So such as cascara sagrada, dandelion, gallbladder formula, and Live J. Those are all from Nature's Sunshine. Studies show that 50% of women have morning sickness during pregnancy. My personal experience with clients who seem to have a worse diet than ever these days is far greater than 50%. So this can include mild to severe nausea, occurring usually in the early stages of pregnancy. And though common in the early part of the morning, it can also occur any time of the day or night. I know my mom had evening sickness far longer than the first trimester. So as we've said in almost every alphabetic talk, every body is different. That's the beauty of holistic health. We see each one of you as an individual. So guess what you use for morning sickness? Right, peppermint and ginger. You can make ginger tea with 4 capsules in 8 ounces of water and add some honey. But you could also sip red raspberry tea, and Nature Sunshine has that in capsule and liquid form. You could also use anti-gas formula, false unicorn, golden seal, liver balance, and vitamins B6 and B-complex. You can also massage the palm side of the wrist between your thumb and second finger for 5 minutes. So turn your hand over and look at your palm. Go between your thumb and your second finger. Go down to your wrist, and right there is a pressure point. So massage that for 5 minutes on each hand. Aromatically, you can diffuse mandarin or sweet orange or peppermint oil. You can diffuse all of those. When nausea is caused by travel in a vehicle such as a car or a ship or a plane, it's called motion sickness. Other studies have suggested that ginger can be very effective in preventing motion sickness when taken prior to travel. And I remember taking ginger when I was doing my certification dive for scuba. We had to float on the surface during rough seas, and I was very affected, so the ginger really helped. You can also remember to use that pressure point on the wrists. A mineral that is suggested and indicated for both motion and morning sickness is magnesium. There are wonderful suggestions for dosage in the Nature's Treasure Chest and the Comprehensive Guide to Nature's Sunshine. However, if you can be muscle tested or muscle test yourself, that's even better for you. So there are many illnesses that are treated with drugs that cause nausea. Cancer and chemotherapy are just one. The nausea here is the liver's way of trying to deal with the type of drugs involved. I Googled a chemotherapy website, and it said that chemotherapy can injure stomach cells, and then that stimulates the nausea and vomiting response. But also, the drugs activate the area of the brain responsible for producing nausea and vomiting. And the site also said to try to eat, if you have nausea, try to eat several small meals throughout the day instead of two or three large ones. And don't ever force yourself to eat when you feel nauseated. That's your body saying, I got to get rid of stuff. Don't put more in there. So when you do eat, take your time, chew slowly and thoroughly. If you feel ill in the morning, you should nibble on dry, bland foods like a cereal or a dry toast or a cracker before you even get up. And then skip sweet, fried, and fatty foods altogether. I think that's just a good idea 90% of the time. Avoid lying flat for at least 2 hours after eating. Instead, rest in a chair and choose caffeine-free teas, flat ginger ale, and cool, clear, unsweetened juices such as apple and white grape. And I personally would dilute those. So we use the same ingredients that we've spoken of already to relieve the nausea. All of these depend on you and your body. I don't really have enough time left to cover food poisoning, but that is something that is caused by several different kinds of bacteria, such as Salmonella, Staph aureus, and those, the cause can be addressed with silver, with our wonderful silver shield. Nonetheless, the nausea and vomiting, once again, we could use the ginger, the peppermint. And one more remedy I really need to speak about is activated charcoal. That is something I never let anybody go to Mexico without activated charcoal. Charcoal absorbs the irritants in the digestive tract, and that makes it useful for nausea and belching, for diarrhea, intestinal gas, indigestion, and poisoning. So if the nausea has progressed to vomiting, you can open capsules in warm water and you can use as a retention enema. So that's just a little bit of water. You don't want to open up the whole colon, especially if you have diarrhea. So a little bit of water, warm water, with some capsules opened, and the charcoal will absorb the poison. So that is it for our education portion today. And I'm just wondering if there are, I don't have you on mute. So I'm going to open the floor for questions. Are there any questions today?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my question is, what do you do? I mean, if you are having that kind of pain, I mean, I've also heard that when you have nerve pain, that it can it can affect the brain, and it can also affect that stomach. But I mean, what do you do when it's something like nerve pain that's activating that nausea?
Probably I would address the nerve pain first. You can always use that peppermint oil, if you don't like the peppermint. I've seen some people use Taifu oil or sip the tea, but the nerve pain itself needs to be addressed. And we have some wonderful products for that. We have Nerve 8, which is 8 herbs that are high in calcium. They're nerving herbs. They start with valerian root and smell like it, too. But we also have something called triple relief that works really well for that nerve pain. And so I would address the pain. And then in our office, Morgan and I do Bowen, which can really, really assist with nerve pain. So you address that, but to alleviate the nausea that is indicated, that is comes with that, I would say still use the remedies that we've spoken of. Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Well, I am going to turn off the recording.